I had like 2 minutes left in my other room, so I'm going to be super fast here. Okay. 15 minutes, unfortunately, is not a lot of time to explore all of the different pieces that I'd like to. So I'm going to ask you to hang on to your questions. I hope to get to them at the end. I want to start with Vedat Mikra's introduction to the Sefer. And he points out the tremendous objectification of women in Paras and Madai at this time, to the extent that the king orders in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph that his wife be brought, Laharot Ha'amin V'Hasarim Et Yofya, Ki Tovat Marahi. He wants to show off her great beauty to everyone there. And then when it's time for his new wife to be chosen, Malbaman Perek Bet Pasuk Aleph explains that Ahasuerus is concerned he might have a hard time finding a wife with all of Vashti's qualities, including her Yihus. She had been the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel. But his servants remind him in the next three psukim that because we're talking about finding a woman, all that really matters is that she's beautiful. Listen to the wording of these psukim. Pasuk bet, yivakshu lamelech ne'arot bitulot tovot mareh. I'll translate everything at the end. Pasuk gimel, vikabtsu et kol ne'ara bitula tovat mareh. Pasuk dalet, v'ha'na'ara asher titav be'enei hamelech. Right? The directives are find beautiful women, gather every beautiful woman to Shushan, put her in a Beit HaNashim, which is essentially a holding place for these women, and provide them with cosmetics. And then the king will choose whichever woman he likes. And Ahasuerus likes this plan. He thinks it sounds brilliant. He puts it in place. And we see in the ensuing psukim that when she comes to Shushan, each woman has to spend a full 12 months being prepared with oils and perfumes before being brought to Ahasuerus. And I'm sure you've either already learned this before or you've realized it from reading the pasuk yourselves, but this was not a regular beauty pageant, as our children tend to believe, right? But rather, as it says in pasuk Yudalid, Ba'erev hiva'a uva'boker hishava al beit hanashim sheni al yad sha'ashkaz sri samelach shomer ha'pilag shim. Each woman was taken to Ahasuerus for a night of his pleasure. And then she was relegated back to the women's house where she became a concubine. And she was only called when the king wanted her, if the king wanted her, and asked for her specifically. Another thing that people don't realize when we listen to the Megillah being read is the time span. Ahasuerus kills Vashti in his third year as king, but he doesn't choose Esther until his seventh year. So imagine that for just a minute, 365 days in every year, and Ahasuerus's search for a new queen lasts over 3 years. So in the hundreds of days that pass, can you imagine the number of women who Ahasuerus has taken and the number of lives that he has ruined with this? And it's into this scenario that Esther's introduced to us and to the palace. Every time I teach the Sefer, I emphasize how happy the story of the Megillah is for us and how tragic it is for Esther herself. Malbim describes at length the mortal danger Esther and Mordechai are in by violating the king's law and keeping her hidden, especially as Jews and especially in his capital city. Malbim also describes how Esther is forcibly taken against her will, first from her home and then to the Beit HaNashim and finally to Ahasuerus himself. And one of the great proofs that a woman's beauty was the only thing of value is the fact that Esther is chosen as queen, even after she refuses to reveal who she is and where she's from. The Mefarshim point out different reasons why she may have refused this. Either she was a descendant of Shaul, the king, and so that makes her more desirable, or she'll be assumed to be illegitimate, and what king would marry an illegitimate woman? But instead, we see that Esther is no Seit Chein. Everybody finds her to be charming. First, Haggai, who's in charge of the women, and then says that everyone who sees her sees that she's charming. And finally, Ahasuerus chooses her as his queen. And even though Esther can't control what's happening to her, Malbim describes how she demonstrates her unwillingness to be taken at every step. First, she hides. And then she won't reveal who she is, even to Haggai, who assumes that she'll be chosen. And Malbim says he gives her some of the benefits that she'll have as queen. And then finally, before each girl is brought to Ahasuerus, she's allowed to ask for any gift she wants. And Malbim says this is that so that she'll go willingly to him. But as we know, Perek Bet Pasuk Tetvav tells us, Lo Biksha Davar, Esther will not ask for any gift. She will not be reconciled to this fate. She will not agree to be taken by this king. Ahasuerus chooses her. And we're told in Perek Bet Pasuk Chaf that she still refuses to reveal who she is. In Esther Magedet et Molad Tava et Ama, Kaasher Tziva Aleha Mordechai, Ve'et Ma'amar Mordechai Esther Osa, Kaasher Haita Ve'amna Ito. She privately maintains her own identity. She keeps her own mind. She stays connected to who she was in Mordechai's house. Ahasuerus made her queen and took everything from her. But he can't take who she really is. And then again, we have the Megillah's time warp. It's 5 more years before Haman sends his decree against the Jews, and Esther's purpose for being in the palace is revealed. But the way that she finds out is awful. If you listen to the words of the pasuk and put yourself in her shoes, it's really terrifying. We know that Mordechai has found out what's in Haman's decree. He tears his clothes. He puts on sackcloth and ashes in a public display of mourning. He goes up to the gate of the courtyard leading to the king's palace. Perek Dalet Pasuk Dalet, Vatavona Na'arot Esther V'sariseha V'yagidula. All of her servants and maids who know that Mordechai is her adoptive father come to tell her about it. Batit Chalchal Hamalkama Od. And we loosely translate this as the queen became flustered or the queen became nervous. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the root of the word Batit Chalchal is Chola. She became sick with worry. And of course she did. Mordechai is at the palace displaying public signs of mourning. Even worse is that when she tries to send him clothes to wear so he can come in and tell her what's going on, he refuses them. So Esther has to find out by proxy, not only that the lives of the Jews are in danger, but also that it's up to her to save them. She's worried to approach the king, because under penalty of death, it's illegal to come without a personal summons. And she can't help the Jews if she's dead. And she hasn't been summoned in 30 days. So Malbim explains, she feels sure that she's going to be called soon. And she says to Mordechai, wouldn't it be better to ask the king for a favor when he wants to see her, rather than when he's just had to save her life to let her walk through his door? Mordechai insists that she shouldn't wait. And according to Malbim, Mordechai reminds Esther that Hashem always has multiple plans in place when he wants something to happen. This is her time to act. And if she waits, or if she fails, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Dalet, Revach v'hatzala ya'amod la'yehudim mimakom acher. The Jews will be saved in another way. Malbim quotes the Pasuk, Lo yitosh Hashem et amo. We know Hashem will never desert us. And then Mordechai continues, Umi Odea in La Eight Kazot, he got Lamalchut. And who knows, maybe it was for a time like this that you achieved royalty. What a relief for Esther this must have been, because her personal life was taken. But through this, she can save the lives of her people. And Malbim says she's confident in Mordechai's promise that if she doesn't succeed in saving the Jews, Hashem will save them another way. She asks Mordechai to lead the Jews in a fast on her behalf because she knows that ultimately Hashem decides her fate. And then she says in Perek Dalet Pasuk Ted Zayin, Uvchein aval hamalach asher lo chadat, v'cha asher avadati avadati. With this preparation of fasting and prayer, I will go to the king illegally. And if I die, I will die. Quoting one of the most tragic midrashim on this pasuk, Rashi gives us an alternate version of what this might have cost Esther. The Medrash says that Esther and Mordechai were actually married to each other, and that Esther used to sneak out of the palace and go to the mikvah and be with Mordechai. And God forbid, when a woman is forced by another man, she's still permitted to be with her husband. But if she has a consensual extramarital relationship, she is not. And so the Medrash explains Esther's words in this pasuk like this. She says, I will go to the king asher lo chadat in a way that I have never gone to him before. I will go to him willingly. B'cha asher avadati, avadati, but that means that I will be lost to you forever. Now, whether this medrash is literally true or not, by giving herself willingly to Ahasuerus, she is giving up every independent part of herself for our sakes. We can only imagine how Ahasuerus feels when he sees his wife, who has kept herself at a distance from him for 5 years, suddenly appearing before him. What a victory for him this is. He has conquered her, and he knows it, and she knows it. She draws out his suspense. She invites him to two parties with Haman. Rashi says this is to make Ahasuerus jealous and suspicious. And finally, at the second party, she gets to see that Haman is hanged. Esther has given Ahasuerus now everything that he wants, herself, her identity. But still, the Mefarshim points out in Perek Chet Pasuk Gimel, nothing has been done to save the Jews. So Esther comes and she begs Ahasuerus. She cries, she begs him in Perek Chet Pasuk Gimel to get rid of Haman's decree. The Jews are given the right to defend themselves. And on the day of the battle, according to Malbim, Esther makes one more request of Ahasuerus on behalf of the Jews, and that's to hang Haman's 10 sons and allow one more day to fight in Shushan in order to send a message to the enemies of the Jews that Ahasuerus is still protecting the Jews. And when everything is done, when the war is over and the Jews have celebrated, Mordechai writes a letter to the Jews and they agree to commemorate Purim forever. But then in Perek Tet Pasuk Chav Tet, we see that Esther writes another letter with Mordechai that includes Et Kol Tokef. Rashi explains that to mean that it described the powerful miracles that happened. Why does she do that? Malbim tells us that Esther wanted her story to be included in Tanakh. But when she asked the Chachamim of the time to make Mordechai's letter this sefer, they refused it. All of the Sfarim in Tanakh are considered to be hutzricha l'dorot, that they're necessary, they have a message for all generations. But Mordechai's letter to the Jews was all about the miracle of their time. A Megillah is something that's unrolled, whose contents are revealed. So Esther and Mordechai rewrote the story as we have it now to show Et Kol Tokef, to show Hashem's powerful hidden miracles. We see how the purpose in Esther's life was revealed in a time of great darkness for her people. And Esther made sure that her sacrifice was never forgotten by making sure we hear her story of personal tragedy and see the revelation of its miracles. This explains the time jump in the Megillah. By viewing just the relevant parts of these 10 years as a consecutive, unbroken narrative, we are reminded in every generation that Hashem's hashgacha and his protection never leave us. This is Megillat Esther. The revelation of Hashem's hidden hand is Esther's legacy. I want to end where we started with the introduction of the Da'at Mikra to this sefer. He describes the powerlessness of women during this time and how the objectification of their beauty was paramount. And yet, as I hope you're learning, the Da'at Mikra points out that the three women who are named in the Megillah are all takifot. The three women in the Megillah are the ones who are powerful because it's their actions that determine the course of the story. Thank you for listening to that. Are there questions? Because it looks like I might actually have an extra minute.